A nearly two-month-long blockade of a Kentucky railroad track is coming to an end for out-of-work coal miners fighting for their pay. Sydney Bowles reports the protest brought international attention to the plight of miners in a declining industry.
When coal company Black Jewel declared bankruptcy in July, it left some 1,100 Appalachian coal miners without pay. On July 29th, five miners blockaded a train full of coal on a Harlan County railroad to protest.
No coal!
Amen!
No pay! No coal!
But after 59 days on the tracks, the protest is coming to an end. Miners had to find other jobs, return to school, or move away. Hundreds of Black Jewel miners in Kentucky and Virginia still have not been paid. Felicia Kress is married to a former Black Jewel miner and has been at the protest since day one.
Even though it was a bad situation that made us come together, stay there day and night, through the rain, through the blazing sun, we have now friendships, you know. Now we have a bond.
The protest drew international attention, helped win miners a portion of their back pay, and highlighted the state's failure to collect bond payments from companies like Black Jewel, as the law requires. The trainload of coal the miners blocked will remain where it is until a ruling from a West Virginia bankruptcy judge. That ruling is expected in October. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.